This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Election campaign intensifies ahead of the upcoming November 20 elections. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun stresses on economic diplomacy for consolidating Nepal-China relations. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says ruling alliance formed to safeguard constitution. Cases of dengue infection rising in Nepal. Health Ministry confirms 914 dengue cases within last 3 days. And Ukraine claims major gains as Russia exits Kherson. Now the news in detail. As the date for the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly coming nearer, political parties and candidates have intensified the election campaign. Meanwhile, the Election Observation Committee, EOC Nepal, has said that entire preparation for the election observation has been completed for the upcoming House of Representatives and Province Assembly election scheduled for November 20. The EOC said this amid a press conference in the capital yesterday. A total of 46 observers are deployed in each district for long-term, while short-term observers have been deployed in the election constituencies across the country. The EOC Nepal said altogether 506 observers will be deployed for the election observation. The EOC Nepal also conducted a 5-day long training on observers' efficiency. The observers would be stationed in their concerned field until the final results were announced. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has stressed on economic diplomacy for expanding and consolidating Nepal-China relations. Addressing the 23rd Annual General Meeting of the Nepal-China Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu yesterday, the Vice President insisted on the role of private sector for deepening the ties between the two nations. Vice President Pun further said that Nepal-China relations were founded on the principle of and were getting expanded on various sectors. He spoke of the need of significant reforms in Nepal economy for building of a prosperous nation founded on the socio-economic transformation. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda said that the Left Democratic Alliance was formed to safeguard the constitution which was promulgated after a 7-decade-long struggle of the Nepali people. Addressing an election assembly at Bhachik village of Ajirkot in Gorkha yesterday, the Maoist Center Chairman said the pro-constitution forces united for cause after the constitution was pushed into peril by the anti-constitution forces. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of the 130th birth anniversary of Fagunananda. Mahaguru Fagunananda Lingdon is revered as spiritual leader of Kirat community. The president reminded that Fagunananda was not only a religious leader but also a social campaigner to wipe out social ills. The birth anniversary of Fagunananda is observed by organizing various programs in the province one districts as Pasthar, Tapli Zung, Teerathum, Ilam and Champa. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded 914 dengue infection cases in 3 days across the country. Updating the dengue infection data, the ministry has confirmed 51,177 cases of dengue infection across the country since mid-July. As per the Health Ministry's update, the total number of dengue-related deaths in the country has reached 57 with confirmation of 2 deaths in the last 3 days. The Tribhuvan University Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center has set up a hybrid operating theater for cardiovascular surgery. Similarly, it has launched an advanced CT scan service. The center's executive director, Professor Dr. Uttam Krishna Shrestha, said the service would begin soon in the theater set up 1 month ago. Ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Nona Deprey, met with Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia yesterday. During the meeting held at Election Commission's office at Kantipat, discussion was held on various issues including November 20 elections and bilateral concerns between the two countries. The government has been advised to develop a separate committee to deal with arrears issues and find an effective way for its settlement and improve the public finance management system. According to a study report prepared by the National Planning Commission, the government requires a separate body to address overdue issues. The report has proposed that the government should have a separate body for looking after the arrears issue. The 59th annual report of the Auditor General 2022 puts the arrears till the fiscal year 2020-21 at over 829 billion rupees. As the report cites, the overdue in the given fiscal date alone was increased by over 115 billion rupees. A three-day training on election-related coverage organized by Radio Nepal concluded yesterday. Addressing the closing session of the training, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, stressed the need for internalizing and materializing the knowledge gained from the training into journalistic practices. Executive Director KC also directed the trainees to fully abide by the Election Code of Conduct and disseminate impartial information. Likewise, Radio Nepal's Deputy Executive Director Chandrabhushan Lal Das hoped that Radio Nepal would fulfill its national duty by imparting authentic information during the upcoming election as well. Radio Nepal's reporters across the country attended the training physically and virtually. The three-day training was focused on various election-related issues including election laws, code of conduct, election coverage and international practices. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Ukrainian army says it has made major gains over the last day around Kherson after Russia said it was withdrawing from the southern city. Ukrainian troops say they have taken back the key town of Nihurivka, 50 km to the north of Kherson. Kiev has also claimed big pushes on two fronts near Kherson, including advances of 7 km in some places. Russia says it has started to exit the city, its top gain in the invasion, but the process could take weeks. But there was no immediate evidence of any mass-scale Russian withdrawal from Kherson. Ukraine's commander-in-chief Valery Zelensky said on Thursday that he could not confirm or deny the pullout, but said his own forces had made important advances. More than 600 delegates affiliated with the fossil fuel industry are attending this year's climate talks in Egypt. Campaign Group Global Witnesses found a number greater than the combined delegations from the 10 most climate-impacted countries. The attendance at COP27 marks a 25% increase from last year's summit in Glasgow, Scotland, where the fossil fuel industry already counted more delegates than any single nation. This year's biggest single delegation was from the oil-producing UAE, which will host COP28 next year. Now some sports update. England has booked its place in the men's T20 World Cup final being held in Australia. Winning the toss, England chose to bowl first, inviting India to bat, which English bowlers restricted India to 168 runs at the loss of 6 wickets. Now, in Sunday's final, England and Pakistan will come to face each other at Melbourne Cricket Ground, reminding people of the 1992 ODI World Cup. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous region and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the Rai region. Light rain is possible at one or two places in the hilly region of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Election campaign intensifies ahead of the upcoming November 20 elections. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun stresses on economic diplomacy for consolidating Nepal-China relations. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman says ruling alliance formed to safeguard constitution. Cases of dengue infection rising in Nepal. Health Ministry confirms 914 dengue cases within last 3 days, and Ukraine claims a match against Russia exits Kherson. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.